Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The Shapiro administration has approved SEPTA's request to use some of its capital assistance funds to maintain service for 2 years. KYW's Mike DiNardo joined us live earlier.
The state has approved SEPTA's request to dip into future capital funding from the State Public Transportation Trust Fund to reverse the drastic service cuts it had begun to implement. PennDOT has given the go-ahead for SEPTA to take up to $394 million from the fund to reverse recent service reductions and prevent further ones for next year. SEPTA has said all along this is not a permanent funding solution, and it'll mean deferral of capital and maintenance programs that need to be done. But SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says for now, it means that the 20% service cuts will be fully reversed next Sunday.
What this this approval gives us the ability to do is to fully fund service. So that means that we will get back all service starting on September 14th, Sunday, September 14th.
Now, the 21.5% fare increase is still going into effect on that day, though. That's expected to raise about $31 million for SEPTA this year. And even though this effectively ends SEPTA's financial crisis for the moment, the transit agency is also continuing to appeal last week's court ruling that service be fully restored.
Crews battled a two-alarm fire at a vacant church in West Philadelphia early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from 56th and Market.
It was about 3:30 this morning when David Brown says he woke up and went outside and saw flames coming from the abandoned church down the street.
It looked like the sunrise. I can see right from my backyard.
He called 911. Fire officials say nearby Engine 57 was the first to respond in 2 minutes. And once crews got here, they blasted water to knock down the flames, and thick smoke filled the air. Much of the roof collapsed.
This church has been here for years, man. It's been closed for a while. It's a beautiful building. Sad. See it go.
But as Deputy Fire Chief Anthony Bonpadre describes, the stone exterior of the church withstood the flames.
These older Gothic-style large churches, they're built to stand. I mean, you can see behind me the facade is still standing.
Crews made sure the fire didn't spread to other buildings and the L-tracks and station nearby. 5 homes were evacuated as a precaution, affecting 10 people, but no one was hurt. The cause of the fire is under investigation. In West Philadelphia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A leading expert on climate change at Penn argues that scientific research is being attacked, undermined, and discredited for political and economic gain. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to him about the issue.
The stakes couldn't be any greater. The stakes are the future of civilization as we know it.
That's a conclusion Dr. Michael Mann, director of the Penn Center for Science, Sustainability, and the Media, reached over decades of studying climate change. And throughout that time, he's seen climate change and the denial thereof become a political issue. It was a struggle Dr. Mann and his friend, vaccine scientist Dr. Peter Hotez, saw parallel during the COVID-19 pandemic.
All of the stages of denial and assault that we had witnessed in the climate arena going back decades, we saw play out over the course of just a few years.
So in their new book, Science Under Siege, they argue forces like oil-reliant governments, influential billionaires, and the press have spurred mis- and disinformation campaigns to advance their own political and economic agendas.
It's anti-science. They're literally engaging in an assault on science that is ideologically driven, and that is what's so pernicious.
But Dr. Mann says if we want science to be taken seriously in politics, it's up to the electorate.
It comes down to us using our voice, using our vote. You can demand that your policymakers rein in disinformation.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.